The Banco do Brasil had three guards. The three guards wore blue uniforms with silver buttons. Each of them carried a pair of handcuffs, two tear gas canisters, and a pistol. It was a hot afternoon. Inside the bank, the air conditioning was turned up to full, but the air was still steamy. Most of the clerks and big patches of sweat on the shirts. The customers fanned their faces with their hands. The three guards were tired. They stared at the pretty girls who came into the bank. They chatted to the customers, discussing the weather or the news or last weekend's football results. They dreamed about dinner. It was an effort just to keep the eyes open when a voice shouted, "Nobody move!" The three guards didn't know what to do. They looked around, trying to see who was shouting at them, but the voice shouted again, even louder, "I said, nobody move! Stay exactly where you are!" One of the guards reached for his gun immediately. A bullet flew through the air and smashed into the wall behind him, knocking out chunks of bricks and plaster. The voice shouted again, "Didn't I tell you not to move?" "I'm sorry," whispered the guard. "No moving," said the voice, "and no talking. Do you understand?" The guards wanted to say yes, but he knew that he wasn't supposed to talk, so he nodded. "Good," said the voice. "I want everyone to lie on the floor, down on the floor, right now." They did what they were told. The guards and the customers and the clerks and the manager, they all lay down on the floor. Only three people were left standing. Three men, they wore black suits and white shirts and black ties. They had black masks covering their faces. They were holding uses. And uses, in case you don't already know, is a small and very effective machine gun, capable of firing 600 rounds per minute. One of the masked men pointed his Uzis at the three guards. He said, "You move, I shoot. You talk, I shoot. Understand?" The three guards nodded. Another of the masked men strolled over to the bank manager and said, "Open the safe. Now, understand?" "Yes, stammered the manager. Even since he was promoted to manager of Banco do Brasil, he had been expecting a robbery, but that didn't make it any less terrifying. Of course, I understand. "Don't talk," said the man in the black mask. "Just open the safe." Manager nodded. "This way." Together, the manager and the man in the black mask walked to the back of the bank. They went to the vault where the money was stored. There, the man in the black mask filled five big brown sacks with cash. One by one, he carried the five full sacks into a bank. The first robber picked up two sacks. The second robber picked up two more and said, "Let's go." He ran towards the door. The third robber picked up the fifth sack. He had only one arm, so he couldn't only carry one sack. Where his left arm should have been, he had an empty sleeve, carrying his sack of money. He ran after the others. When he reached the door, he stopped and put the sacks on the ground. He looked at the CCTV camera that recorded everyone who walked into a bank. He pulled off his mask and threw it on the floor. He stared into the lens of the camera. He smiled as he was posing for a photograph. Every policeman and policewoman in Brazil would recognize his face. They would recognize his lean cheeks and black hair and his bushy eyebrows. Most of all, they would recognize the crazy look in his eyes. They would say, "Oh no." They would say, "Not him." They would say, "Pelotinho is back in Brazil." Pelotinho. That name would be enough to send shivers through the spine of any policeman or policewoman in Brazil. His real name was Felipe Pelotti, but everyone called him Pelotinho.